Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Beitza. If you recall, we were discussing why it is that it's usher to be Tovel Kalim on Yantif, and we had four different opinions as to why it is that it's usher to be Tovel Kalim on Yantif. The last one was that it's Nira Kimisakein. So says the Gemara, Teinach B'Shabbos. This makes a lot of sense on Shabbos. B'Yom HaKippurim HaYikol HaMeimar, but you're not allowed to bathe even on Yom Kippur, because it's usher Mishum Inui. And the only thing you're allowed to go into a water for in Yom Kippur is for a tefillah shel mitzvah. So if the whole svara of why you're allowed to go with your clothing on Shabbos or on Yantiv is because someone's going to say, oh, he's probably just going to cool off, and it's not really about being me. I'm sorry, the whole svara why a person is allowed to go to the mikveh is because it's not going to look like tikkun, because he's probably just going to cool off. But no one's going to think that on Yom Kippur when you're not allowed to go to just cool off. It's going to be obviously mishum tikkun. So answers the Gemara, Amarava, mi ikamidi de b'Shabbos shari b'Yom Kippur maser. Do you think, is there anything that's mutter to do on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur is going to be aser? Elahol b'Shabbos shari, since on Shabbos you're allowed to do it because it looks like you're just trying to cool off your body, which is permissible to do on Shabbos, b'Yom Kippur nami shari, so therefore it's automatically going to be mutter on Yom Kippur as well, even though on Yom Kippur there's no way you would just be cooling off your body, because that would be aser. You're not allowed to bathe at all on Yom Kippur. Wait, does Rava hold of this concept of Hoil, that since it's Mutter on Shabbos, it's got to be Mutter on Yantif? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah Choshesh Bishin of Lo Yigamea Behenes Achometz? A person who has a toothache should not try to suck or swallow vinegar for refua, because you're not allowed to do refua on Shabbos. Avol Metabel Hu Kedarko V'Mishapi Nisrape. But he could dip his food in vinegar, and if that happens to help his teeth, so great, so then it will help his teeth. V'raminan alone, we asked in that Mishnah, but wait, there's a brisa that says, lo yigamea upolate, the person should not put vinegar, rinse with vinegar, and then spit it out, because then it's obvious that he's doing it mishum refua. Avon legamea bolea, but he can rinse with vinegar and swallow it. So even though he's not dipping his food in it, he's taking it straight, this brisa says that it's mutter. Yet the Mishnah had said that, no, you're only allowed to dip your food in it. You're not allowed to take it straight. Answers the Gemara, V'amar Abaye. Abaye suggests, Ki tna nami masnisin. When the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to be Megamea vinegar on its own, Megamea poletanan. It meant to be Megamea and spit it out. But you could have it on its own if you're not going to be if you're not going to spit it out. Rava Amar, and Rava answers, no, afilu tema Megamea valeya. Even if you say that the Mishnah doesn't allow and asers, even if you take it on its own and swallow it, still the lokasha, it's not going to be a kasha. Kan kodem tibul, kan liachar tibul. The brisa that says you're allowed to do it, that's talking about before you eat, so it's not so obvious that you're doing l'shem refua, because it looks like you're doing it to prepare for eating. But the Mishnah that does not allow having vinegar is talking after you already ate and you already dipped your food in the vinegar. So if you are gomea vinegar again, then it's obvious that you're not doing it for the sake of achila. You already ate. It seems that you're doing it for refua. V'im isa. But if Rava holds of hohil, he holds of this concept of hohil, then name a hol v'kodim tibul shari l'achal tibul namishari. Why doesn't he say that since it was mutter before tibul, it's mutter after you eat as well? Hadbe Rav me'ahi. So Rava must have changed his mind from that teretz, and he must have really answered like Abaye, that the Mishnah allows the swallowing of the vinegar in all cases, it just doesn't allow taking it in your mouth and spitting it out. Okay, so you have a contradiction between two statements of Rava. How do you know which one he changed his mind from? So it says, you can't say that he changed his mind from the other sheet. D'tanya, because we went in a brisa, kol chayav itfilos tovlin kedarkan ben b'tishva b'yom kippurim. That Rava holds that you're allowed to do any regular tefillah even on Yom Kippurim. So it has to be that Rava holds of the concept of Hoil, that since you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, memeli, you're allowed to go on Yom Kippurim. It just has to be that way. Now the Mishnah had said, v'shavin shemashikin esamayim b'klei evin, that everyone agrees that you're allowed to do hashaka on tamei waters with a stone kli. May avalomat bilin. What does it mean when it says avalomat bilin? Amar Shmuel, Ain matbilin esakli al gav meim of l'taro biyomtov. That you're not supposed to be tovel a kli that had become tameh by doing hashaka of the water in order to be metired on yantiv. So mani masnisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah that allows hashaka on water in a kli even, but doesn't allow it in a kli eitz that requires tefillah? Who's that following? Lo Rebbe v'lo Rabbanan. It seems to be against both Rebbe and the Rabbanan. D'tanya, because we have a brisa. Ein matbilin esakli al gav meim of l'taro. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe asers both circumstances, toveling a kli tame and doing hashaka with a kli even. V'cham omrim matbilin kli al gav meim of l'taro. And the Chum say both are mutter. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Money. Who could the Mishnah be? E Rebbe Kasha Ashaka. If it's Rebbe, so then why does the Mishnah say that it's mutter to do Ashaka with a Kli Evin? And E Rabbanan Kasha Hatbala. And if it's going like the Rabbanan, why does it Aser doing Hatbala with a Kli Eitz? So E Baisema Rebbe, V Baisema Rabbanan. We could say it's going like either one. E Baisema Rebbe. It could be that the Mishnah is following Rebbe, and even though it doesn't seem to perfectly align, Rebbe would distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Reisha de Braisa, the Reisha de Braisa that Rebbe assert being Tov of the Kli is Bi Yom Tov, where is talking about on Yom Tov, where only Hatbala is Aser, but Hashaka is Mutter, because it's one of the Ochel Nefesh needs that are allowed in Yom Tov. Seifa b'Shabbos, the Seifa, where Rebbe assers even Hashaka, that's talking about Shabbos, where there is no Heter of Ochel Nefesh. The Kula Masnisin and the entire Brisa that asks Tevila and his Matir Hashaka, B'Yom Tov is talking about Yom Tov, but on Shabbos, both Hashaka and Hatbala are going to be Asuros. Or we could say that they're both going like the Mishnah is going like the Shita of the Rabbanan, and the Kula Masnisin B'Shabbos, and the whole Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, meaning even the Rabbanan would distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov when it comes to Tevila, and it's just the when the Chum say that they matir Tevila, they were talking about Anyantiv, and at the end when they matir only Ashaka, it's talking about Shabbos. So either way, the Braisa can fit according to Rebbe, the Braisa can fit according to the Rabbanan. Rez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots on the top of Yotes Amid Aleph.